Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's walk back, shall we, for a moment, because I remember what this was like covering this day in and day out. To March, April, when it was reported as fact across all of the mainstream media. And really, it was even Fox Business. I mean, Cheryl Cassoni was like having a funeral on a daily basis. It was worse than the rest of the media. Everyone from CNN, Business, CNBC, all of them. It was reported as fact. I remember doing a Battleground America podcast about it. That we were going to have a stock market crash on par with the Great Recession because of tariffs. No other view was allowed. And the only difference when the guests on the shows were arguing was how big of a disaster the tariffs would be. But everyone was in agreement they'd be a disaster. I mean, there was no other thought process. I just went and pulled, just for kicks, some of the headlines from back then, from March and April. Tariffs contributed to the Great Depression. Here's what's next. Highest tariffs since Great Depression. What that means for stocks? Massive crash coming. How Trump tariffs shock compares to worst stock market crashes in history. That's Newsweek. The New York Times. The danger of the coming market melt-up. And remember what happened. They did tank the market a bit for a while. But it was institutional investors, the hedge funds, pulling it out. One of the most incredible clips I've ever played on this show was Scott Bessent explaining, oh, no, if you dig into Goldman Sachs data, 97% of mom and pops, just people who have stocks in their 401ks, rolled their eyes and didn't sell. And that is what kept the stock market crash that they were trying to engineer at the big hedge funds from happening. The fact that the trust in the media, all media, including financial media, had so eroded that when they said market crash, market crash, market crash, market crash, worse than the Great Depression, everyone went, yeah, okay, all right. I got stuff to do this afternoon. Yeah, no, I'm not selling my stock. Thanks. Nice for trying. And so they all began to sell off because they can do that. And the market went down. And look, folks, had it been 2020, had we still had a news-controlled environment by the FBI, I think we would have had a market crash. But we didn't. We didn't have that market crash. And everybody's forgotten about those months of reporting, except maybe economists. Professor Peterson, who did this week.
New numbers say inflation is cooling again 6 months into tariffs that were supposed to send us into hyperinflation. And cat food for grandma, guess it was transitory. Last week, the notorious Bureau of Labor Statistics released CPI inflation for September. Inflation for the month came in at 0.3%, down from 0.4% last month. This sparked a rally in stocks since it's a green light for the Fed to keep cutting rates, with markets expecting two more cuts by the end of the year, which would basically take us to neutral.
None of that is supposed to happen. Friday was supposed to be tariff-mageddon. Nobody knew we were all going to die. The stock market was going to crash. The end was coming. We were going to see stock market lows that we haven't seen in perhaps decades. How's it going? Trump took a moment in South Korea to remind us all.
New highs in the stock markets, all of them. Every market's hit new highs. And they have, I think, 48 times since I've been 9 months. We've hit 48 times we've hit new highs. And many of you are investors in the United States from the standpoint of stocks. You put a lot of money in our stocks, so you're doing very well. I'd like to congratulate you. In some cases, you've doubled your money in about a year. And I'm very impressed with you. Your voters are very impressed with you. But we've done amazingly well. I don't think there's ever been anything like it. And we're over $17 trillion, probably up to $18 trillion of investment. In the last 4 years of the last administration, there were less than a trillion. And we're over $17 trillion. We're close to $18. I think we're going to be $21 or $22 trillion by the time I finish my first year. And there's never been anything like that for any country, not even close. And part of that is the national security, you know, given to us by the tariffs, properly used tariffs, very properly used. And other countries, as you know, have used them against us, but we never chose to use it very much. And we should have. And it's made a big difference. Our country is thriving. I think we have the hottest country anywhere in the world. And a year ago, we were a very troubled nation, but we're not anymore. So
yesterday in the Senate, desperate cry for help by the Uniparty as five rhinos voted with the Democrats to kill Trump's Brazil tariffs. Why would they do this? To signal to the Supreme Court, hey, yeah, there's congressional opposition to these tariffs. Look, we can put together a majority. Mitch McConnell, who, like Joe Biden, also doesn't know where he is, couldn't answer a simple question earlier in the week and then fell flat on his face. Can't walk. He cannot walk away. He's got to have the two staffers by his side to walk. Senate on Tuesday voted 52-48 to nuke President Trump's 50% tariff on Brazil. Why do they do that? Again, to signal to the Supreme Court, because there's a critical tariff case before them, that, hey, Congress is not on board with these tariffs. Please make them go away. Trump is winning too much. We cannot have an economic boom because that is a bust for the Uniparty. Who voted for this? But these are all but one, all Bush people. The remaining Bush bulwark. They're like economic suicide bombers. Mitch McConnell, who may or may not have realized how he voted yesterday. Lisa Murkowski, who's a Democrat from Alaska, running as a Republican. Susan Collins from Maine, Tom Tillis, who's just pure unadulterated evil and never really has been a Republican. I know him personally. Used to cover him as a reporter when he's been in the state legislature there. He was a disaster then. He's even worse now. And Rand Paul, who's lost his mind. Just generally lately. So what is this? The Uniparty saying in its last gasp effort to fight populism, to keep the borders open, to exfiltrate our manufacturing, because that is their program. That's what they get paid for. That's the source of their cash and their donations. Please, they're saying to the Supreme Court, please stop Trump's tariffs. He's doing too much winning. So that speech you just heard there by Trump, he was with the South Koreans, but it was directed at the Supreme Court. They take away his powers. Now, doing these trade deals is going to be very, very hard. Winning is going to be hard. And that's what the Uniparty wants.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.